Hello everyone, welcome back to this episode of Wellness Weekly. It's Isabel and Nora again.
Hello everyone.
So, finals are upon us, but they are winding down and we're getting ready for spring break. How are you feeling about it? Are you looking forward to it? Are you dreading it? What are your thoughts?
Mixed opinions. Definitely excited for it. I think one emotion that I commonly experience almost every break that I have, even if it's just a long weekend, but the longer, the more like sort of intense the feeling is that I like, okay, here's, I'm going to tell you the story of what happens to Nora after finals. So I finished my last final. I get this rush of relief. Like it's literally like a rush of like relaxation, and it's so great. It's almost a high, you know, like, oh my gosh, I have nothing to do. And then I allow myself to sleep until afternoon for like a day or two. And then after that, I realize there is a build of an anxiety that starts like showing up. And then I say, shit, I have nothing to do. So I literally like within the span of 2 days, I say the same thing of like, oh, I have nothing to do. But in the first one, it's like, oh my God, amazing, I have nothing to do. But then I realize I have nothing to do. Like I have to like come up with ways to, I don't know, relax and plan. There's no structure. I don't know. So, and I don't know. I guess this definitely integrates with discussions of mental illness and how to deal with mental illness. But, and I want to acknowledge that. And I want to acknowledge that, you know, this, there's a lot of like intersectionality that is, this could be like not the experience of everyone. This has been my experience, if I'm being honest. How has yours been?
Mine, I would say, I do relate to yours in a lot of ways, and that, like, you know, the first couple of days after finals, I'm like, yes, this is amazing, like, no school. But then, eventually, I hit a point where I feel like I'm forgetting something. And this is usually within the first like 3 or 4 days. I'm like, wait a minute, do I actually have like another paper to turn in? And when I don't, then I'm like, okay, well, I feel like I have to have some sort of deadline for myself. And so I'm like, okay, what jobs can I apply to? Like, how can I just like use my time as as productive a way as possible? Yeah. And then I'm also someone who does not cope with boredom well at all. And so I constantly like feel the need to overschedule myself, or feel like even if I am taking a break from schoolwork and any sort of other project, that I'm at least like doing something with my time to like set myself up in a good way, like in the next quarter.
Absolutely. Yeah. I think there's so many really, really interesting things that you said. First one is like, I keep feeling like I'm forgetting something. Mm-hmm. Like you just having the luxury of like not having to do anything like raises that an anxiety or like voice in the back of your head that's telling you, oh, what are you mm-hmm. forgetting? What are you forgetting? Mm-hmm. Like try to remember. And I really relate to that.
Absolutely.
And mm-hmm. I didn't know like people also have that. So uh-huh. that's why it's really interesting that, you know, it's a common experience. Mm-hmm. And then I feel like what you said about like feeling like you need to make the most out of your time mm-hmm. and be productive and stuff, that, as we've mentioned before, very intimately ties to capitalism. Mm-hmm. Yes, big surprise. But like the whole idea like that our intrinsic value is related to our level of productivity mm-hmm. is something that takes a lot of effort to bring down and basically smash it and realize mm-hmm. that it has absolute, like, it doesn't have any truth to it. Mm-hmm. And I think it's sad that we as college students relate to it so much and it's so mm-hmm. like ingrained in our minds that when we get to have a break, we just think about how to be productive instead of how to recharge and relax for the next quarter.
Absolutely. And like going off what you said, like we worked really hard all quarter. Like it only makes sense that we use the week off in between winter and spring quarter to rest and relax. But the fact that we feel like we can't even give ourselves that week just shows how ingrained this productivity value is in our society and in the messages we receive. And yeah, like, I think it's so important to challenge where those messages come from. I can talk messages come from, and overall just really focus on how can I like take care of myself and not necessarily how can I get everything done.
Yeah, I love that. The one thing I tell myself whenever I get in that sort of circle of like, how can I be productive when I really deep down don't want to be productive and just want to lay down and do nothing, and I have the opportunity to do that in like a break, like spring break, I tell myself like, Nora, like, I'm fighting capitalism when I allow myself to relax and when I allow myself to do absolutely nothing. Like, you know, I try to tell myself that I'm doing something actively by doing nothing, you know? Like, exactly. By doing nothing, I'm doing something.
Exactly. Yeah.
So, yeah, and I do truly believe that. Like, I'm not just trying to trick my mind. Like, I do believe that starting to get comfortable with the idea of like allowing myself to relax and not having to be productive is something that we need to like very like feel comfortable with, you know. So yeah,
totally.
So I want to know how you deal with these emotions, like, you know, when your mind keeps telling you, like, oh, are you forgetting something? And then you're like, okay, I'm going to see how I'm going to make the most out of my break and be productive and stuff. How do you address that personally?
Ooh, that's a good question. And I think I don't have an easy answer, but sometimes journaling and reflecting on the quarter can help me understand and be like, oh, okay, like, yeah, it's totally fine for me to take, you know, a week off of anything related to school or productivity, because like look at all I did over the course of the quarter, and you know, like, it's totally reasonable for me to just need to relax right now, and there's nothing shameful about that. So I would say also like kind of addressing like the guilt we may feel when we relax. What about you?
Oh my gosh, yes, the guilt when we feel when we relax. Yeah, I relate to that a lot. I don't know. I don't know why, like, I really do want to understand where that guilt is coming from, other than capitalism, because I feel like there's other roots to it. But yeah, for me, I think the biggest thing and also the hardest thing for me to do is to just let go of expectations for the break and to, you know, allow myself to just be, you know, like, I'm a really huge person who I'm, like, huge on planning. I love planning everything, and I love, like, knowing exactly how I'm going to divide my time up. And, it, like, that gives me sort of, like, relief, and it helps me relax and sort of feel in control of, like, what I'm trying to do and how my days are going to go. So, like, being sort of deprived of that, or not even having, like, not needing to plan is something that associates with a lot of an anxiety for me. And so the way that I deal with it is try to constantly be like, lower sort of my don't even put any expectations and just allow myself to take it in very slowly, and not have to think, oh my God, how am I gonna make the most out of my break? Like, that question puts a lot of pressure for me. And I think sort of not thinking from that perspective and just being like, whatever it is that I'm going to end up doing is good enough with me as long as I get to relax and do nothing, you know?
That's such a good point, like reframing it from a, oh my gosh, I must maximize this time and use every single second in the best way possible, to just being like, you know, there's a break and I am going to use this time to, like, you know, take care of myself and do things that make me happy, but not necessarily being like, it's an end all be all if I like check off everything on my to-do list or that sort of thing. Super important to mention.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I'm curious, what are you looking forward to about this break?
I am looking forward to helping my friend move to her new apartment. And I'm looking forward to honestly having the time to relax and like just do absolutely nothing, like just sit down and look at the ceiling and think I have nothing to worry about right now.
Mm-hmm.
Like I want to have that sort of like, whew, that feels good.
Absolutely.
What are you looking forward to?
I am looking forward to watching more TV shows and movies.
Because
that's
awesome.
Yeah, definitely something I have not been doing lately with finals and everything. But mm-hmm. I'm excited about that. And then I also started a painting and I'm excited to finish it up and do more art. Yes.
Oh my God, I love that. I absolutely love that. Any particular shows?
Ooh. That's a good question.
Or you're just gonna be like,
I'll probably just, you know, like, see whatever my roommates are recommending.
Yeah, I love that. That's nice.
Let's see. Ooh. I guess, have you ever had any breaks where you found, like, they were just so stressful that you, like, were looking forward to the quarter starting again?
I was looking forward.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, oh my gosh. Okay, so it's really funny that you ask this, uh-huh. because for me, as I have hinted, breaks haven't been an enjoyable part, or like an enjoyable time for me, mm-hmm. usually. So, mm-hmm. So I do usually, in the past, I had the tendency to look forward to quarters because I need mm-hmm. that structure back in my life, and I need mm-hmm. that sort of like routine. I liked it. But I think I liked it because I felt like I was doing something right. Like I was being productive. Mm-hmm. I was, you know, like really, really when it comes down to it, I felt like, oh, if I'm being productive and actually actively seeking my education, then there is value and there is worth, mm-hmm. To me. And as I've grown, I have grappled sort of with this idea a lot and realized that, you know, that is completely false. And, mm-hmm. you know, your self-worth should not be associated with your productivity and seeking something all the time. And mm-hmm. it should be something that, you know, you are worth something regardless of mm-hmm. your productivity.
Completely.
So I've been trying with every break to sort of give myself, in the beginning I was putting myself in that box where, oh my God, let me make the most out of this break because I'm gonna not be productive and, you know, not have the structure of school. But then I think now what I have found to be the most helpful is to just not plan anything. Is to do like sort of completely the opposite of what I do during school. And just, there is obviously a certain level of planning that I still enjoy, but to the best of my ability, I try to plan the least amount of things. And I have found that to be really comfortable, and it helped me in my journey to be okay with not being productive.
That's a good point. I guess, do you have any tips for audience members who might want to cut down on their planning? Because I know it can be really hard initially to avoid doing that.
That's really tough.
It's interesting because I'm the exact opposite in that I really actually don't like planning and I don't like knowing far in advance how I'm going to use my time. But I would say, like, for me, I just have to remind myself when I do feel the urge to plan constantly that, oh, I actually do like having some surprises or having some things that are a little more up in the air or spontaneous, and just letting myself know, like, oh yeah, like I actually do really enjoy a looser schedule and not having everything set in stone a while in advance. But that's just like my own personal preference. Is there anything else you'd like the audience to know about break and just like how to deal with breaks and the sudden feeling of having fewer responsibilities? Because for me, like, my major takeaway from this is like, there's so much glorification around like having the best spring break possible. And pre-COVID, there was always like a lot of FOMO for me, like when other people were on vacation and I wasn't, and I was just like feeling kind of bad after. Now I feel like that's less of an issue, but there's still the idea of like other people are having so much more fun than I am, even like during quarantine or that sort of thing.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
And yeah, I think like my major piece of advice is that like it's nowhere near as fun as it seems on social media for most people, and like breaks are a challenge for so many students just in terms of the transition from so much school to like way fewer obligations usually.
Absolutely. And with COVID going on, it's most likely that a lot of people can't do the usual like traveling during spring break. They're being responsible adults. They're not probably gonna be like traveling to big spaces or going to bars or like, you know, these sort of like plans that usually people like to do to recharge.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, maybe post-COVID we'll feel so much more pressure to make the most out of our breaks. I kind of feel like that could even like be a thing next year, where it's like, okay, now we really gotta have fun, we really gotta get everything on our to-do lists,
know, right?
Done.
Oh,
and our post-COVID bucket lists and everything. But
no, but that definitely shouldn't be the case, because then no. Yeah, but I totally feel you.
Well, thank you everyone so much for tuning in. We hope that you have a great rest of your week.
Enjoy your break.
All right, bye everyone. Thanks again for listening.